Behind the Black with Bob Zimmerman. We're looking at a NASA probe called JUICE. What is JUICE, Bob?
This is not a NASA probe. This is a European probe. JUICE is going to Jupiter to study the upper atmosphere of Jupiter, but mostly the three big icy moons, Ganymede, Callisto, and Europa. It won't get there till 31. To get there, it's going to do a bunch of flybys. Last week, it did an unprecedented flyby, first of the moon, and then a day later, the Earth. That's never done a flyby of both Earth and moon. They did it successfully. In doing so, they also decided to test the high-resolution camera on JUICE, and that camera produced some pictures. I have posted one of those pictures of the moon on Behind the Black. It worked, and that's important because now we know that that camera is operational and can work and can be in focus. And so when it gets to Jupiter, it can take very high-resolution images of those three moons as well as the upper atmosphere of Jupiter.
A detail about the moon, Bob, it strikes me again. It is really inhospitable looking.
Yes, this was the reaction of the astronauts on Apollo 8. It looks like a skull. And yes, to live and work there would be really difficult. But, there is advantages to having bases on the moon. If anything, just simply learning how to build a base on another world for other planets.
Mars, I go for. This, no. All right, we go to JAXA. JAXA and SLIM. What was SLIM?
SLIM was a lunar lander that landed in January on the moon. It was to test high precision autonomous robotic landings. Try to land within a very, very small target area. It successfully did that. It landed within a 10-meter target range, even though it had 300 meters to work with, but it was within 10 meters of its target. Very successful in that respect. In landing, a nozzle fell off, so it ended up landing on its side. Nonetheless, it was able to communicate and provide pictures from the lunar surface. Remember, that wasn't its prime mission. But still, it was able to do that. And even better, it was able to survive three lunar nights, 14-day long lunar nights, which it was not expected to be able to do. That tested the engineering of the spacecraft itself to prove that it really was well-built. It lasted three lunar nights, but after May, they no longer could get contact with it over the next four lunar nights. And so this week, the Space Agency for Japan, JAXA, concluded all the operations for SLIM, shut it down, because there's no point in spending any money on having a control room and mission programmers when you're not getting any contact from anything. So the mission is done, but it was, I would say, a pretty good success, Joe.
Mars, you love the surface of Mars. What have you found?
This is a picture from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter that is just so spectacular. I call it a work of art, actually. It's nature producing a work of art. It's a picture of a glacier in the glacier country of Mars in the mid-latitudes, where almost every image produces glacial features. But when you look at this, it's like this wonderful sweeping, curving lines produced by the cyclical pattern of glacier growth and inactivity and growth and inactivity. And instead, what you see is something that looks like a work of art.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.